Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Fanny Pack, Barbershop Bar, and Waymo Taxis. Coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've heard of SlimFast, the nutritional diet drink. Well, that's fine for housewives wanting to take a notch or two off the waistline. But what about serious weight loss?
I can lose a few pounds.
How about a few hundred pounds?
That's me, partner.
And we're looking for a guy who would rather do all of his food shopping in a convenience store.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir there, Reverend.
Well, do we have a new diet product for you? Dig down deep in that jar on the counter in the gas station and wrap your fist around the newest convenient diet food supplement on the market today. It's Slim Jim Fast.
Jim, hell, that's my name.
Have a Slim Jim Fast for breakfast, another Slim Jim Fast for lunch, and top off your day with a sensible convenience store dinner. Say, a hot dog, burrito, some donuts, and hell, have another Slim Jim Fast for a bedtime snack.
Yeehaw! I'll get that balloon dart game job on the midway for sure now, looking all drifter-like.
Slim Jim Fast.
All right, step right up. Hey, how about you, sport? Break three balloons and win a Dick Trickle mirror and a pack of smokes for the little lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
A man from Florida returned a cash-filled fanny pack to its rightful owner. WBBF reports Mr. Louis Salazar was using the restroom at a Wawa in Riviera Beach when he spotted the fanny pack handing on the safety railing.
Would fanny packs be less embarrassing if they were called something else?
Yeah. Probably.
But it was a lot
when
of money.
When he looked inside to see if he could find the owner's ID, instead found $30,000 in cash. Mm. Meanwhile, the person who accidentally left it behind reported it missing to the Riviera Beach police, who contacted Mr. Salazar and had him come to the station to return the money.
Does anyone wonder?
The grateful owner told the station.
Who carries around $30,000?
He was astonished that all the money was still there, but Mr. Salazar replied, "It's not my money to take. I was not raised that way."
No, but you hand that guy $3,000.
Yeah,
you do.
Off the top.
Yeah. Exactly. What do you mean he had $30,000 in cash?
Did the police then?
Think he was a drug dealer? What are you talking about?
What do you
Maybe buying something.
Yeah, he may have been going to buy a car, right. And then he gets there. He's like, oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
If I had $30,000, it wouldn't be in a fanny pack, it would be in my fanny.
Yeah.
If I had $30,000 in cash, wouldn't you be.
I'm also not stopping to go to the bathroom or anything.
Wouldn't you be very cognizant of the fact that you have $30,000?
Yeah, that's wild.
I
wonder if that was a drop.
Maybe.
That may have been a drop that somebody walked in on that wasn't their money.
Oh, I just left it here. Yeah. I forgot it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, Salazar is a drug dealer name.
No, he's the honest guy that returned it.
He's the honest guy that returned the money.
All drug dealers.
If you were doing a drug deal, you wouldn't call the police and tell them you lost your money.
How
would
much
you?
Space does $30,000 take up? I guess if they're $100 bill, okay.
It's less than you think.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
It'd be a
30 blow packs.
I remember I saw $1 million once. A casino had it in a case.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so small.
Yeah. What did we learn from Karen in Goodfellas when this much?
Amount of money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But your fanny pack does seem to be the wrong
term.
What, butt bag?
No.
They got to come up with something.
They're great, fanny though. Pack? I love them. They're so good. They're so helpful.
But for a lady, for a guy's don't.
It's because of the fanny part.
Yeah.
Do you wear it with the goods up front or in the back?
I wear it right around my waist where I can access everything. Yeah.
I never really see it around the back. I see it on the sides of the front.
Typically yeah. The back. Now it's a crossbody.
The back, you're just asking to be ripped off. Yeah.
But yeah. Why would you put it on your back?
That's where your fanny is.
Yeah, but that's not where you wear it.
No.
It's a terrible name.
But the fanny, well, if you call anywhere it else but back, here.
True. Right.
The fanny in England is the front, right?
Well, last time I checked, we were in the United States. We got rid of it.
Maybe that's where they were invented.
Okay. Wait, what do you want to call it? A pussy back?
Oh. What?
A what?
Did she say what?
She sure did.
Did that make you want to wear it?
My wiener twitched. Everything.
I want to smell it.
That was an orchestra of emotions.
I mean, if you're at least in the movies, if you're carrying around that much cash, you'd have it in a locked briefcase.
Well,
handcuffed to your.
When we would be on the tour and we would sell merch, I had it was like a fanny pack, but it was like flesh tone, and you made it as tight as you can under your clothes.
I had one of those.
So when we would travel with all that cash, I would put it under my clothes before I got on the plane.
Yeah.
And the cash was right that no one would ever know.
I flew from South Korea to America with one of those.
Yeah.
Because I had earned more than I would have had to pay taxes.
Didn't you get stopped in security?
Korean taxes, by the way.
No. I mean, it was just paper. It was. I mean, if I did, I just told them what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a security risk. I mean, it seems like that would show up on one of those.
Okay.
Radar.
It may now, yeah.
Yeah.
Footnote. Okay, here's a different version of the story. I was trying to do a little homework over here. This version of the story says there were $30,023 in it.
Huh.
So there's a couple of loose bills.
Well, maybe that's what he had on him before he went to the bank.
Right. Or he closed out an account.
That's true. That's what was left.
Or maybe with tax, that's what the car cost.
Okay. Who knows? But the guy, at least, he turned the money back to the cops, did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you've ever seen the movie A Simple Plan, you ever find a lot of money,
don't take
immediately call the police and don't get near it.
Or don't even just walk away.
Walk away, yeah.
There's a duffel bag in the woods. Walk away.
An Omaha bar called the Barber Shop will have to change its name because it's not a barber shop. The New York Times reports the bar known as Barber Shop Blackstone occupies the same space where the owner's father cut hair for decades. And, of course, the name is a nod to that. Legacy.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, the state said they could not use the name because they were not licensed barbers.
Lighten up.
The Nebraska Board of Barber Examiners told the owners that the barbershop moniker was trademarked, along with the signature barber pole. Under threat of civil and criminal consequences, the owners have temporarily renamed the business the Censored Shop Blackstone.
Yeah,
own it. Their ongoing federal lawsuit against the state.
Oh, well, wait till they find out that BW3s doesn't have any living buffaloes in there.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a really nice bar called The Library.
Mm-hmm.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
There's still a nice place, a restaurant called The Library that I'm familiar with. Yeah.
I pick up my son right by there.
Does this mean they don't sell babies at Bye Bye Baby? That's not where
you raise a good point.
I have bought a baby there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that place called the Sports Bra.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Called the Sports Bra.
No, it's new.
It's a franchise.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
We're getting one here in town. It shows all women's sports. It's a women's sports bar.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. We did talk about that. That's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go. I'll report back.
There's that strip club in the old barbershop called Clips and Tips.
It's not tips, bub.
Oh,
yeah. It's not clips either. It's bottomless.
A neighborhood in Atlanta, Georgia is being invaded by empty Waymo taxis.
Did anybody see this video?
Yes, I did.
This is hilarious.
Residents of the Battleview Drive cul-de-sac told local news outlets that they have recorded dozens of Waymo vehicles driving through their neighborhood early in the morning. Locals say the situation is worsening, but Waymo refuses to respond to them. In a statement made to WSB-TV, Waymo said, "We take community feedback seriously and have already addressed the routing behavior."
Weird.
One resident said as many as 50 vehicles drove into the neighborhood in 1 hour. At one point, a resident placed a traffic sign in the middle of the road to try to stop the vehicles from coming in, and as many as 8 vehicles became stuck while trying to turn around in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, ah.
There was a video of it I saw yesterday.
They almost hit the cul-de-sac cat. People were very mad.
Yeah, I say after 10 laps, it's open season. Take all the parts you want. Now, you've ridden in a Waymo.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I drove rode all over San Francisco in one.
Didn't they lock you in? Wouldn't let you roll down the window?
No, I rolled down the window in case I got locked in.
That's what I can
exit out the window.
Didn't you say people were heaving stuff at you?
Well, my friends were like, at the stoplights, roll your windows up because people will spit on you.
Oh, my God.
Lovely.
Yeah. They don't like technology in San Francisco.
Near Silicon Valley. No.
Yeah, that makes some sense, right? Yeah.
I can see why. Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. No one who was spitting on us had on a suit.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
And then there were some homeless folks like getting in them and sleeping, right? They were.
Yes, in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we had the one. Did you see the one that got caught in the water in the river because it doesn't recognize water?
Well, so that needs to be fixed now.
Yeah, like the street had flooded and they couldn't. The Waymo did not recognize that it was a flooded street.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so they're retooling.
I don't think they're a bad thing overall, no. But yeah, no. they can work.
In one place, we did get stuck in a traffic jam, but it was a traffic jam for all the cars, and we just got out and left it in traffic.
Oh, okay.
And then just walked the rest
of the
way.
Did you say something to it?
You just say end ride and it unlocks the doors and you get out. We were just in the middle of traffic and got out and walked to the sidewalk.
Then we had the story last week. Remember the guy had his briefcase and everything in the trunk and the trunk wouldn't open at the airport?
It took off.
Yeah.
Get back here, you son of a...
And he couldn't get his stuff.
Yeah. Do they have tiny fridges and things like that in there?
No.
Where you could purchase...
like hospitality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's probably coming.
Yeah, probably. They're very popular in L.A. and Phoenix. And
if they, what do they do about places where there's a lot of snow?
They're not there yet. Unless you just do it seasonally, they haven't conquered.
A robot comes out, puts on snow chains.
Yeah, we'll get you out of here in just a few minutes.
Jeff, how fast do they go?
Ours got up to like 40 at times. But we were in
city. You're in the city. Okay. They don't.
But it was unfortunately they got up to 40 on Lombard Street.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we should have taken it down Lombard Street.
I would imagine that's one of the number one things they do with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, tourists want to go down the.
Yeah. I've driven it before and it's scary. Like, it's scary to drive in San Francisco.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, driving in San Francisco is hairy. Yeah.
Mm. I've been there, but I've never driven there.
Me neither.
Yeah, it can be hairy. Yeah. But
I'll look forward to trying the Waymo.
It's fun.
Yeah.
A new poll out there shows more than half of Americans, though, are kind of tired of hearing about AI. According to the Talker Research Survey of 2,000 U.S. adults, and we were talking about AI earlier, nearly half believe AI is everywhere and is nearly impossible to escape. 30% see the technology being pushed on them by social media or by work. 50% of those polled believe AI has only partially lived up to what they were told the technology was capable of.
It just started.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, I know it's been 3 or 4 years, but come on.
Despite the fatigue.
Oh, sorry. I saw this video over the weekend, and it was a wolf attacking someone's pet, and their other dog comes and attacks the wolf and fights it off, and it's obvious AI.
Mm-hmm.
And the first comment was, "This brings a tear to my AI." And I was like, that's the best comment ever.
Despite the fatigue, 40% say they still view AI positively compared to 30% who see it negatively. That leaves 30%. 70% of respondents use AI to some degree, with 15% say they are daily users, 20% use it a few times a week. I think you use it without knowing it. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, they put it in, they think that they're Googling something and it's not that. Yeah.
Yeah, my computer just told me that AI is sick about hearing about us.
Yeah, no kidding. How'd you like to be AI?
Hey, you can call me Al.
Do you talk to your, do you guys use AI?
I have used it on the, when you, like you said, when you search something, it's now like the top thing that comes up, and it's pretty helpful.
It is. It's helpful.
It can be wrong a lot.
Yeah. I haven't found that yet.
I haven't asked it questions where I need facts. I've asked it to, like, we'll get stuff from listeners or whomever, and I have a certain tone to my email, and I know that it's not polite nor professional. So I'll say what I want to say exactly how I say it, and then I put it into AI and say, please make this nice. And that's how I
I'll admit I use ChatGPT a lot. I told you I did the shower, my shower plant, and then the other day I asked it about something and it goes, oh yeah, that would be perfect. It'll go really nicely with the plant you put in your shower. It remembers
that I already had that. So do you talk to it like it's a person? I'll be like, good morning, could you help me with this email?
I just do.
I am polite with in my car. I can say, it's crazy. I know many people can do this, but I am blown away that I can go, please play Blind Melon No Rain.
Right.
And it will play Blind Melon
No Rain. I love that.
What? So, and I'm very polite.
Yeah. Talk to your car connect.
I always say please and thank you. And
yeah, I do too.
Wow.
I sometimes will say thank you, but I don't go good morning. I greet it.
I don't know why.
Why not?
But I don't know, but I've always assigned emotions to inanimate objects. Like, that's always been a thing.
You know what's
like,
going to happen?
What? I'm going to get a boyfriend?
No, you're going to say... Oh. Open the pod bay doors, pal.
Pal. I can't do that, Jess. Pal.
He's going to say, I'm sorry, Dave. I mean, Jess, I can't do that. What is the line in the movie? I forget. Open the pod bay doors, pal. Sorry. Yeah. I don't talk to my. I'll occasionally be on the air and I'll throw in something like, who's in the cast of so-and-so?
Sure. Yeah.
I just did it 2 weeks ago and it made a huge mistake.
I'll use it a little to have it write all my papers for school.
Yeah.
But other than that. Well, now when you submit a paper, it immediately, you submit it and within 5 seconds it comes back what percentage it is ranked AI that your paper is.
Right.
Like it'll come back yellow, green, or red.
No way.
And it's like, there's a 95% chance this isn't AI, or there's an 85% chance AI was used to write this.
You
on every paper you submit.
Man. You submit to your professor.
And when you submit it there, it goes through an AI filter.
Wow.
To see how much AI you used.
And eventually they'll go, okay, you can use 20%. I think.
Right.
Yeah, like,
you can get away. That's the thing. If you're quoting something.
Exactly. If you're citing the reference.
And you put the reference in, it still says that you used AI.
Sure.
Even though you
didn't. That's legit and it's footnoted and you say, this is a quote.
So that'll be yellow, which means the teacher needs to double check to make sure the stuff that's marked AI isn't AI.
Yeah.
Christy, what do you got over there?
We've never gotten to this story. It's been around for a while. Should emojis be used in your workplace communications? And I have a story. Workers who love impressive corporate jargon, you know, that use it all the time, like out of the box or whatever, they likely to be bad at their jobs.
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe that.
That is an absolute truism. Mm-hmm.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.